The following program is brought to you by the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, and I'm Pastor Schulze.
Are you feasting on Jesus? Are you feasting on Jesus, my friend? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week over the station at this time. Today, we shall look for the Word of God in the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter, and I shall read to you verse 4 and 5. It says, "Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." Let us pray. Father, pray now that you will send the Holy Spirit to give illumination on this passage. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week I shared with you the marvel, the wonder of this great story. There's never been any nation like the nation of Israel that was fed for 40 consecutive years by bread falling or raining out of heaven and by water coming out of the rock. God chose Abraham for a special purpose, and Abraham was the first Jew. He became a Jew by virtue of his faith and obedience to God, and God sealed his covenant with him through the physical sign of circumcision. And out of Abraham then came the children of Israel, a Jewish nation, and its calling was to bring salvation to all mankind. Israel became the primary channel of divine revelation for the whole world. And as this nation had departed from Egypt, a land of their bondage, for over 400 years, God had to take them through a wilderness where crops could not be grown, where there were no rivers and lakes. So God sustained them miraculously in this wilderness, and this is where we are, my friends, today. It says, "The Lord said unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you." And later on, you learn that God brought water out of the rock for the children of Israel. So in a sense, what we see here is God turning nature upside down, because we're accustomed that rain or water would come from the sky and bread from the earth, from our soil. But in this case, God reversed this process, and he had bread rain out of the sky and water come out of the rocks. And as God sustained Israel so miraculously, his first covenant people, so he also will sustain the Christians, his second covenant people. Christians cannot live their lives without God, without divine sustenance. And probably one of the best scriptures to prove that, the children of Israel, his first covenant people, were sustained by Jesus, and that we need to be sustained by Jesus, is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I gave it to you last week. I'll give it to you again briefly today. Paul says here to the Christians, not the Jews, to Gentile Christians, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers," that refers to the Jewish people, God's first covenant people, "how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Praise the Lord. So what sustained the Jewish people in the wilderness was that spiritual rock, was Jesus, that spiritual bread, our Lord. He was their bread, he was their water of life. And what sustains us is Jesus. He's our bread and water of life today. The only difference was a difference in time, because it says here our forefathers, our Jewish forefathers, they drank of the rock, which is Christ, which followed. That is, they drank of Christ and fed of Christ before Christ was born in Bethlehem. And we feed of Christ after he was born in Bethlehem. But we drink, it says, of the same spiritual drink, and we have the same spiritual food as they had. Going on to new territory now, today, how do you do that? How do you get to drink of the Lord Jesus Christ? How do you feed of him? Well, first of all, you must be born of God. Our divine life with God begins with a spiritual birth. This is why Jesus said, except a man be born of God, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And once you're born of God, then you must begin feeding of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life for us, as he was for our forefathers. In fact, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So in Exodus 16, where we have this bread story, it says this, and when the dew that lay upon the ground was gone, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. So Israel began each morning, as the dew departed, with bread from heaven. And you and I also must feed of the bread of heaven, of the Lord Jesus Christ, every morning. And then we can feast of the Lord Jesus all day long, because the children of Israel could take this bread, and they could grind it up, and bake it into cakes, and feast on it all day. So every day, except for the Sabbath, God brought them fresh bread on Friday. They would collect extra so they would not have to collect on the Sabbath day. So, dear friends, we need Jesus every day and every moment of the day. There can be no days off. Even when we go on vacation, we need to feed on the Lord Jesus so we have strength to live his divine life that he called us to live. So we'll have unbroken fellowship with God through the Holy Spirit. Many Christians try to live off Sunday's manna all week long. And some try to live off Sunday's manna and off the manna that is served them in a midweek church service. My friend, these are weak Christians. These are not victorious Christians. They are lukewarm Christians. They are backsliders. They will not be able to keep their hearts during the week. For the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If you only feed once in a while of this manna from heaven, you will not be able to keep your heart from murmuring. You will not be able to keep your heart from criticism. You will not be able to keep your mouth from harsh words or idle words. You will not be able to resist lust and pride, jealousy and greed. You cannot be a Christian and just live off Sundays at midweek services. That is impossible. You need daily reading of the Word, daily prayer, constant obedience, and abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we need the Lord Jesus every single day throughout the day. Sunday's manna is for Sunday. Monday's manna is for Monday. And Tuesday's manna is for Tuesday. Now let me ask you, what was in this bread from heaven? Well, we pretty well know what was in this bread because today, in the day of modern science, we discovered what human beings need to keep healthy. And bread was the only thing they had, with few exceptions, when they did eat quail once in a while. So bread was a staple. We know today, in order for a person to be healthy and to resist disease, he needs 90 nutrients, he needs 60 minerals, 15 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, 90 nutrients. If he has those, he will not get a deficiency disease that most Americans die from. So we know that all these 90 nutrients were in his bread. So God provided a perfect diet for Israel. There was no waste in this diet. It was all good. It was all perfect. And I want you to know this is again a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, all we need for our spiritual lives. I say all, we need all the nutrients to live victoriously in the Spirit are in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we feast of him, my friend, we will be healed from all spiritual diseases we come into Christianity with. You see, when we're born again, God removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. But we still have this old Adamic nature within us, with its awful fruits, with fornication and jealousy and envy and pride and anger and murmuring, criticism, fault-finding and selfishness. But dear ones, if we feast of the Lord Jesus Christ spiritually each day, if we pray, read his word, praise him frequently, and obey His commandments, then these spiritual diseases will be driven out of our spiritual bodies. The Lord will heal us. And this is getting us to the 26th verse of the 15th chapter of Exodus, where God said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which are brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Oh, my dear friends, so many people who look for physical healing, and it's wonderful, and it's natural. But we are told here, my friend, in this passage, that if we get all the natural nutrients in our physical bread that the children of Israel got in their bread from heaven, we will be healed and strong in the natural. And we hardly ever have to see a doctor. But there's something else in here. There's also an admonition here to obedience to all His statutes. And then it says, if we do that, if we obey God in every way, and if we feast on Him, then the Lord says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." He will heal us of the awful spiritual diseases that bring strife and division into churches and homes, that bring divorces and ungodly styles of dressing in our women's lives, that bring pornography into our men's bedrooms, that bring foolishness and jesting out of our lips, that bring the hoarding of our finances. Oh, my friend, we need to feast on Jesus every day. And then these terrible diseases that came upon disobedient children of Israel will not come upon us. Well, now you say, "Pastor Schultz, see, I'm reading my Bible and I pray every day and I'm praising the Lord and I still don't seem to connect with the Lord." Now, I can tell you the reason for this is most probably that there are some hidden sins in your life that you have not been willing to give up. There are some disobediences, there are some attitudes, there are some relationships, there's some habits, there's some secret sins that you refuse to lay on the altar and that you refuse to forsake. Unless we're willing to give up everything, we will not connect with the Lord. A lady once asked a man of God if there's anything that was in his heart that she needed to do. And the man of God said, "You need to sell your house and move to town." And you know what she said? She said, "Never. I'll never sell my house." And because she was not willing to do that, she lost her connection with God. And all the praying and all the Bible reading and all the worshiping cannot bring it to pass, this wonderful connection with the Lord. There must be absolute obedience in everything. So, my friend, until we clean up in every way, until we have a willingness to obey God in everything, that manna from heaven cannot enter into our souls. So, in summary, Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." And that means believing as the scriptures teach us to believe. So we must be born again. We must grow in His word. We must pray and praise and forsake all and obey the Lord. Follow every leading of the Holy Spirit, and oh, dear one, then we will have a feast with the Lord Jesus Christ every single day of our lives. We have unbroken fellowship with Him all the time. God fed through Jesus. God through Jesus fed the children of Israel. Paul says the same spiritual food, the same spiritual drink that you and I have access to today. I am Pastor Schultze with the Call to Obedience Radio Ministry. Goodbye now. Until next week.
In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.